We are sitting low on Tisha B'Av, and we are within the 3 weeks which are preparing to that. So that is a time when you think, what are we sitting low about? So we are sitting low about Avodas Hashem, which isn't here. It's Beis Hamikdash. Avodas Hashem, which went away. That happened 2,000 years ago. So you can't sit low because something which happened 2,000 years ago. And has to find a way to see clearly that Avodas Hashem is in troubles. Yeah? You have to see that clearly. And not only because some superficial outside things, only there's something essential going on, that Avodas Hashem is in troubles. And I want to think that together. That will be a continuation from last time. That you'll see how that works. The beginning of Avodas Hashem is, according to the Mesilas Yesharim, is that you're able to think about simple things. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. In his Akdama says that he only says things which are already known. But you have to think about it. So when you think about things you know, and then you have to do something with them, then the most you can produce is, I have to feel them. That's right? They're simple things, but you have to feel them. But that the Sharon doesn't say that. He says, you have to think about them. But they are simple. So what shall you do? They are simple things, and you have to think about them. So how does that go? We spoke about that a lot of times. That's the pshat in the Akdama. I can show it to you. The Akdama says that the Ferushim, though people, I think, don't see that so much. There were people which wrote about Mr. Shoram, and they said something else. Never mind, I can't really, don't want to go into that, but that's what the Mr. Shoram says. That you think about simple things. What do you have to think about? Nothing to think about. That's why they are simple. No, they are... in a hidden way complicated, so they are not simple. So it is like a toes, it's like an optical illusion that you think there's every store gate, something doesn't go. Yeah. So I think that this whole demand of the Mesilas Yesharim is a Mepurusha Posuk in Tanakh. The Posuk says that Los is Lovoy, I saw. So Deo es Hashem means Avoide, or means the connection to Avoide. Deo es Hashem kemayim leyam mechasi. The same way as the mayim is covering the yam. The yam is the ground of the sea. Yam doesn't mean the water, it means the ground of the sea. Kemayim leyam mechasi. So that what is Deo es Hashem about. So when the Pasuk says that will be Losid Lovoi, the Pasuk doesn't only say that will be Losid Lovoi, the Pasuk tells us that that's the way Deo es Hashem is built. Deo es Hashem is built that things are Kemayim Leyam Mechasim. I remember myself being with my family when I was a young boy. I was in southern France, and there was a beach. We had a tent, you know, so there was a beach there, and this beach was dangerous. They told us it's dangerous. It was allowed to go in, but you have to be careful, because you walk out, I don't remember how many meters, that's when you are a young boy, you overestimate that, but it was a good piece of land you could walk out, and it was shallow waters. It was 50, 60, 70 centimeters, that means 2 feet, that's it. But then suddenly the thing had an edge and went down to 20 meters. So that's dangerous. This is dangerous because you are unprepared and there are other currents here. A dangerous thing. But you don't see anything on the surface. The water here and the water there looks exactly the same. Yeah? Doesn't make no difference. That's why it's dangerous. Same thing with the danger over here. When there's money and people go to the sea, to the ocean, so then they think they're going out to unguided, unguarded beach, and that's more clever, but once in a while that's the danger, because there are places which the water is very deep and you don't see it. You just can't see that. And that's very dangerous. So, kamayim l'yam l'chasim means that it's like the water which covers the ground of the sea. So, that's exactly what the Mesilas Yisroel says. Mesilas Yisroel says, you have to think about simple things. It's kamayim l'yam l'chasim. It looks like simple. You know, it's all the same. There's no highlights in the water. There's nothing recognizable. Looks always the same. It's always the same. But there's a difference in the clay kibul. That means how deep the water is received. Is it received only with a depth of 20 centimeter? I speak in centimeter. Or is it with a depth of a few kilometers? That's the question, is how deep you are getting that simple thing. Like that simple thing is the same thing as next to it, you know? There's no other things going on. Okay? You understand? You understand? No, you don't. Because when you would understand what I tell you now, you would understand that this whole thing flies in your nice face of being educated in the yeshiva system. That's right. Because the whole yeshiva system is only one big searching for spitz. That's right. You want to have a spitz chabura, a spitz yeshiva, a spitz rosh yeshiva, a spitz shidach, a spitz bocha. That's what you want. There is no Everest. There is no K2. There is no Mont Blanc. There is no Matterhorn. There is nothing like this going on when it speaks about Deyos Hashem. It's nice Torah, it's good Torah, but it has nothing to do with Deyos Hashem. Gurnished. Not one yota. Gurnished. Gurnished. Yeah? It flies into your face. And you are educated in a system which is flat out rotten. Yeah? No one educates you in that. That you should be able to understand deeply a thing which is simple. And when you don't have this dimension, you can't have any shaykhs to Deyos Hashem. You can drive that out of your head. No shaykhs to Deyos Hashem. Because Deyos Hashem is built like this. That they are deep, they are simple things which have a deep clay kibble to get it. But you don't have it, then you can't forget about that. I am not choyzer what I tell you now, because that's what the Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that the taina which the Klal Yisrael was thrown out of Eretz Yisrael was that Teufse HaTeure Loi Yedouni. That's what the Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. Loi Yedouni means there was no Deo Es Hashem. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi says there's good Teure going on, Teufse HaTeure. There's good Teure, nice things, good learning, quick learning, slow learning, whatever you want. Spitze be Spitze, Mamesh Gewaldig Gdoilin will be there, you know. Mamesh Spitzin, there will be there. But, Lo Yedouni, there's no Deo Es Hashem. That's catastrophic, and that you'll be thrown out because of that. That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. And you see, we are very far from that. I myself, I was educated from the Mashkiach once before it was picked up, but once before, and once it was a Mikre, that first said a Mikre. Which you will see. When I tell you this Maisa, it will be difficult for you to accept it. Then you say, well, I'm a reputation, the Mashkiach is not truthful. That's what you will say, okay? I'm marking that, that's what you will say. But it was a Maisa Pile ploy, and I told it over to people which were holding in Avoide, and they said, it's unbelievable, you know? The Mashkiach learned with me, in the end of his days, he learned with me twice a sefer he wrote himself. That's the Mitzvah Hashkulis. Mitzvah Hashkulis, that's a sefer which is a little bit awkward. You can't really know what it means, and it's a little bit autobiographical on him. But it's not so understood what does he want with that sefer. But one thing you see for sure, that this person was living in the other world. That's what you see there for sure. But a little bit, it's not so understandable. So I learned it with him twice. So he writes there a thing which he never writes. He says, whenever I wouldn't be afraid, I would think to be mechadish a thing. That's what he said. Huh? And that it, you don't find it in the Sforum from Mashgiach B'Derech Klal. He doesn't say Lanius Daiti, and doesn't say Tzorich Yun Godel, and doesn't say all these things. That doesn't, this doesn't come up here. You know, he didn't go around. He didn't go around with his Anova and showed it everyone. You know, but over there he wrote that. Whenever I wouldn't be afraid, I would say that there's a Chiddush that there is an other sugya going on than only doing the mitzvahs of the Beroilo. There's another sugya. Yeah? There's one sugya doing what the Beroilo wants and trying not to do what he doesn't want. And another sugya is whether you relate to the Beroilo or whether you relate to the world. There's two sugyas. Relating to the Beroilo. One thing is relate to what he wants. But there's another thing to relate to the Beroilo. That's what he said. And when I wouldn't be afraid, I would be mechadish that. I was sitting there and I told him, I have a raya from the Nevi'im Shechaim, the foolish. What's the raya? The raya is that according to the Rabbi Shmuel, the Nevi'im Shechaim is Yodua by the Kruvim, according to the Rabbi Shmuel, the Iker Madrege, the Madrege Yoyser Govoya, and Iker Tzoyne for the Beroilom, for the Klal Yisrael, is that they should also make Parnosse. That's what the Nevi'im Shechaim says. That is the Iker Rotzen va Madrega Hayoyser Govoya Lefi Daitoi von Rabbi Shmuel. Fi Daitoi Shah Rabbi Shimbar Yoichai, the Madrega Hayoyser Govoya is only learning and not doing Parnosa altogether. That's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimbar Yoichai. That's the way Rabbi Chaim Veloshen learned. So the Madrega Hayoyser Govoya and Iker Tzoyne from the Beroilom for the Klal Yisrael is that you should also make Parnosa, the Klal Yisrael, the Rai, the Tzibur. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. And then he says, and that's why by the Kruvim von Shleime, they put the Kruvim not straight, looking one at the other straight, only they were a little bit looking beside, not looking apart. Why? Mitzadidin atzudi. Why? Because they were also Oisik beparnose. But they don't understand. But they did what they were supposed to do. 100%. There's nothing else. The Boy Roland doesn't want anything else. He doesn't want them to learn the whole day. He does not want that. He wants them that they should also make parnosa. So why don't they look straight on the Beroilom? Elamai, there are two sugis. One sugi is doing what the Beroilom wants, that one thing, and the other thing is whether it relates straight to the Beroilom or to the world. So they didn't relate straight to the Beroilom, and that's also what Saturday at Sude. It's a eisene raya from the Nevi'im Shechaim. Yeah? That was my raya, a good raya. Till today, I think it's a eisene raya. I told him that. And then he looked at me that he wanted to make me a galshel atzomes, you know. It was a big mistake to tell him that. Big mistake. And I didn't understand at the time what is bad about that. I only told you that what you said, that you are afraid to be mechadish, look, the Nevi'im Shechaim says it, befeirush. I knew that beforehand, that wasn't an einfall by me. I had this trap before I went to the Mashgiach. That's just the pshat Nevi'im Shechaim. I hold till today that's the pshat. But you looked at me like you are like off track at all, entirely. Why? Because I came to the Mashgiach spoke out of a depth of water. By him that was 50 years of davening, and 50 years of saying brochas, and 50 years about thinking about emunah. He came to the recognition that there is a thing beyond Ritzoinoi, which is called to have Nisyachas to the Beroilom himself. That's what he came up after 50 years. That's the depth of his clay kibur. That's the way he was mekabel his tefillas, he was mekabel his emunah, he was mekabel his saying brochas. I came with the spitz. It's a mekubush and everything's a rhyme. The Mashiach looked at me like, los me up, you know? Go off. Huh? Go away. No, I don't want that. Because that's not the issue. The issue over here is avoid. Yeah? That's what Mashgiach was. I know that's difficult for you. Now you think, And that's what you think always. You always think that. When you think about then you think, the time of Teif Shatera Lo Yedouni goes like this. Teif Shatera, they learn Shor Shanoga Resaporo. And they learn Ha'isha Shinoflu, and they learn Hador, and they learn Naira Bosso, and they learn all these difficult things. That's what they do, the Teif Shatera. But they don't learn. And then now you think like this. They don't learn Maral and Ramchal. And then then you have to say it right. The Gro in Mekumis and Story. They don't learn that. So it's a Taina. This is all worthless. No. All these Kreuzesachen, you know, deep things, sophisticated things, it's all worthless. It doesn't do the job. It does not. It's not Deo Es Hashem. It does not do the job. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. Only what the Mesillas Yeshurim says. They are simple things, but you have a deep clay kibbutz. That's what does the job. But all these nice ideas which you have, all these spitzy ideas, noch hatifkeit und agon in tikunim, that's what you say, and you feel Moshe Groys is all worthless. It's not Deo Es Hashem. It's not. Clear? No, it's not clear. But that's what it is. It's not Deo Es Hashem. And you are not educated to that. Look, I can show that to you. The Meise mit Rabbi Yeruchem. Meise mit Rabbi Yeruchem was like this. Rabbi Yeruchem said, the altar, when he went into a room where there was money spread out without counting, so the altar was escaping from that room because it's Israel Yichud. And then Rabbi Yeruchem said, I would for sure gamble. That's what he says. That's the altar. He went out. I would gamble. So the Mashiach told me that over. And then the Mashiach asked me, Leichter, what's the pshat? How do you understand that? So I didn't want to answer. That's a normal, was a normal setup. That the Mashiach asked me a question, and then there was a fight. Who breaks the silence first? Because I didn't want to answer. That's not interesting for me. I know my answer. I want him to answer. I know that's not interesting. But over here, he pressed me. He said, you have to answer this time, you know? So I answered. I told him, no, the Rabbi Yochum would for sure not take money. That's not a pshat. He wouldn't take money. He would perhaps count it, or he would arrange it. You know, the 5 shekel together and the 2 shekels together, and he would make an order out of this balagan. And Mashiach said, exactly, that's it. That's it. Huh? But this is he said ganef. He said gonav. Ich would geganvet. Gimel nun beis. What does mean gimel nun beis? Clear. Gimel nun beis means. That's what Gimel Nun Beis means. Gamren. No. Gamren means a deeper thing. You have the surface which stays. Gamren, for sure. But it's deeper. It's deeper. It's not the surface. You have to be educated to that. Now, today, there's a sefer called Das Teure. And the mice is brought here. But with a censorship. It says, the altar, when he saw money, which is not counted on a table, he escaped. Out of Israel Yichud. Rabbi Yeruchem, when he would see money, even when it was counted, he would also escape. That's what it says here. Weiss, huh? No. Shane Weiss, huh? Rabbi Yeruchem would escape even from counted money, not only from not counted money. Shane, huh? So why do you say Mises in such a distorted way? Because you are to tell, the people will not understand it right. You can't write, Rabbi Yochum said, I would be a ganef. You can't do that. The Oilom will not understand it. So you have to censorship the thing in order they should be able to understand that. Why do you accept this blame? Why? I do not understand that. You are not, was there any virus in some year in all the hospitals in the world which made you idiotic? Did you sign when you were born, I will be an idiot? Did you sign a formula? Yeah, did you sign a form? No. No. There are no educators. I have enough from that. No one educates to that. The way the Novi says, Teufse ha teure lo yeduni. Don't blame the tzibur. There is no education to that. Huh? That is blamable. Not the tzibur. The Bochum didn't chasen, came out of idioterie. No. No, it's Teufsa Teure Leodoni. Even, I tell you the Maisa on the other side. I tell you the American Gilsof, that same Maisa. But you see the same thing. In America, the Gilsof was like this. That Rabbi Yerucham asked his students, when there would be $100 bill on the table, and you would be able to take it without leaving any fingerprints and any signs and anything, would you gamble it? And all the bochers said no. Rabbi Yerucham said, I would gamble it. That's the way I heard it from an American source. The same nonsense. Because there's no depth there. There's simply a news for a tabloid press. Roish yeshiva smir nitfas al gneiva. Wow. That's what it is. It's a very shallow. The understanding from Ganef is not more now. Ganef means still taking the money. Only Rabbi Ruch would take the money. And then you say, no, the depth is like this. Die Bale Muscher, Beäumek, sie sind alle Ganovim und Menafim. No! No, my dear friend, no! That's not the Maise. No! You learn Abaye the same way. Huh? Abaye in there, when he says, Kol HaGod Michaveh, Yitzro God Mimeno. How do you learn it? Actualia, nachon? You learn it, how do you learn it? As you know, Abaye also would do the thing, you know? That's the way you learn. When you learn like this, you are an apikoiris. Don't learn, I said I would do the Aveira. He said it. Yeah, but das kann doch nicht sein. The same thing like in Ruchem. Er hat nicht gegandelt, aber er sagt gandeln. Aber he wouldn't gandeln. But he said gandeln. That means that there is a deeper understanding of Gneva going on. And by Abaye, there's a deeper understanding of Gilu Arayis going on. Because Abaye wouldn't do the Meise. Dreht der Kopf. Rabbi Sol sagt das. When you don't believe, Rabbi Sol says it. Of Abaye for sure not. The same thing with Rabbi Ruchem. No. Today you say, you can't say it, because perhaps Schottenstein 10 years down the road, they made a censorship there too, you know? Yeah? No! That's the way you understand Torah. That is the depth of understanding. There is a thing mentioned which is called Gneva. But it can't be Gneva. It can't be. So it has to be deeper. You have to understand that concept in a deeper way. That you have to be learn it. And you are not. It's crazy. In Mila Dalma too. Mila Dalma, I can tell you only one name. The other one I can't tell you. But there's only one name I can tell you. The other one, when I would mention the name, it would fall off the chair. But So, one rabbi spoke to a merchant Hillel, yeah, Hirsch. Why did you chasman on the gius, you know? So the merchant Hillel said, I didn't read it really. I chasman. What, you didn't read? Yes, I didn't read. I can read it later, but I chasman in time. And this man walks around and says, Eze rabbanim yeshan, which rabbis do we have? That he said he didn't read it and he signed the thing. Are you crazy? Are you insane? The culture of Kalim doesn't sign a thing which he didn't read. But what he wanted to tell you, leave me alone, I have no care to discuss that with you, I don't want to speak with you about. So he said, I didn't read the thing. But no, I'm not. That you didn't read the thing, what you want from me. That's your own parshanut. No, that's not my own parshanut. Those are the normal ears to hear Torah. And we lost these ears. We don't have any depth in understanding of anything. It's all only the surface. There's no depth of water. Gurnished. Well, I can't go further on like this. You see it everywhere. Rabbi Israel wrote a michtav, Chof Tes. 29. Yeah? In the Michtav Choftes, that's the Haktome to the Tvuno. He brought out a new Choveret, which is called Tvuno. And he writes there, what does he want with that Choveret? Very interesting things. And Rabbi Zele prints it in Michtav Choftes, but Rabbi Zele writes in the beginning that I took out all these things which are only Negea to printing of the book. I don't even want to bring all everything which is going to get to the printing. I only bring the things down which are there for us to teach us Musar or Torah or Emes, whatever it is. Yeah? That's what he speaks there. So, one of the things Rabbi Zele leaves out goes like that. Rabbi Saul says, I am not ashamed to tell you, all of you, to tell Barabim that all of my intentions with this publication is only for my own sake. Those are my kavonas, those are my intentions. But my maisim, the actions are according to what the Borei Olam wants. That's what Isaiah says there. And then he says, and what do I want with this choveret? He says that when someone has no money and he can't really publish a sefer, but over here it's only a choveret, he can publish it here. And when someone is afraid that perhaps it's not true what he was mechadish, and he doesn't want to put it out in a heavy format like a book, he can put it out in a lighter format like in a choveret, which there people will see it, and then he will be more secure that things are right. That's what Rabbi Saul writes. And that, all of these three things, Rabbi Tzale took out. So, now there's someone which printed the Ovi Sol. And he printed the Ovi Sol Hoftes, and he prints like it's printed in the book, and then he has a star there, which with that star, he says, over here, Rabbi Tzale took out things which were printed, but he took it out because of the Sefer. And those are the Ashmotes. And what does he bring? He says, the man which has no money, he can print it over here, and the one which is afraid that he perhaps not right, he can print it over here and others will see it. But the first paragraph he omitted. That's criminal. Rabbi Tzale says, I omit things. But then you say, now I will show you what Rabbi Tzale printed, and you still leave out the thing. That's flat out criminal, you know? That's a crime. But why did that man make that crime? For sure, because he said, I can't write that Rabbi Soel says, I only thought for my own sake. Because then the people today will not understand that, and they will think that Rabbi Soel really walks around, and all what he did with the Musar and with the Talmidim was only to be Megadl Shmoy Bo'olam, and the Klein Ongeblossen via Ballon, Kreuz und Dick, and he was full with Geive. That's what you will read. So I can't print it. And I tell that man, no, don't blame the tzibor, blame yourself, because you did not educate in the right way. It drives me crazy, you know, and because of that I lost my voice, you know, but it drives me really crazy. It's nothing to do with the door. Did you chasmen somewhere that you are an idiot? You didn't. And it's not true. It's not true. But no one educates you to that. No one is taking the challenge and tries to educate people that you can take things with a depth. Not the way it is on the surface, but it stays on the surface. It is gneve. Yeah, Rabbi Rucham reveals to us what means gneve. It means gneve. But it doesn't mean gneve the way you understand. And most of the times, and people come to ask me, it's exactly that. They come to us out of that first understanding, without even thinking one and a half time, you know, gurnish, on the first understanding, just on the surface, and then, no, wait, takes time, and it has to go deep, and it has to go deeper, there's a depth of water there, and a depth of the ground, so that's what the Mesilas Shorim means. You have to think. But you have to think, how are you mekabel that? Not to feel. But you have to think. But you don't think that there is a spitz there. That's not the point. You think, how are you mekabel that? How are you mekabel that you say ato to the beroilom? Huh? How are you mekabel that you say ato the beroilom and you bend down? That's very awkward. I don't know whether you thought once about that one. Huh? The simple thing that you say ato and you bend down. It's very awkward because you say ato. You should say go, you know. That's what you say in English, I think. Just you would say, and then you bend. But then you say, you. I say, you. That's like talk to the sasa, no? So what do you do then? Okay? You bend down and say ato. But how do you take that? Not ano. Ato is a pchine von malchus shumai. and the bending is in Oilem Asiyah, the legs are like this, and then crutch, and then poch, and then aha, meire dich, nicht zu gläuben, you know, a ganze Stickel in Anaya Sefer, which I go to publish, Moshe, groß, ungeblossen, ungepatscht, mit Kischkischkarie, you know, and all of it, no Dei Hashem, only Spitzim, only Spitzim, only Spitzim, only no Dei Hashem, nothing. That drives me crazy. And you are not educated to that. That was, I have a fight with that a long time ago already. Even though I write that, but people, you don't do that anymore. Because you are younger. I mean, my age, people, they hate me because of that. Yeah, they hate me. Because I wrote a Perush on the Orisol, which was Kol Kuloi, only that. In the Nefesh HaChaim was partly also like this, but Orisol was only like this. Orisol was only to write a Perush to show that you can take out of here things which are unbelievable as a listening effect, you know? And people say, they really hate me. They do. Yeah. They do hate me. And they say, once I say, Leuchter, you are right, it says something over here, but sure not what you say, you know? Der versteht sich, mir macht nicht genug gemein. I think I write that in the beginning. When you say a different pshat, say a different pshat, mir geht am mir sa bobe steige. I don't come to tell you that that was the kavon of Rabbi Yisrael. That's not, I don't know what the kavon of Rabbi Yisrael is. I can't know it. I didn't sit with me in a cafeteria and told me what he wants. And I can't know. I only can know how I take that. How do I take it? But no, you can't write that. You only have to write objective truth, you know. And what is muchach? And teuchalim zeloseh spitz, you know. Like, today you don't have it anymore. But at all times when you had to make a spitz, you had to take the pencil in and then you make like this. That's what you do in learning, you know. Is it does name? Is it does? And then it's waste, you know. The waste goes off, the waste goes off, the waste goes off, the waste goes off. And then you have a serious spitz, and then it breaks off, you know. That's what the spitz does. Yeah? That's what the spitz does. No! And no, it doesn't do. A spitz is not to do that. It's not about spitzing. It's not. It's about other things. And when you listened well, I don't know when you did that now, when you listened well, over here is the beginning of a way to do that. Because when you have Hanochas Yesoid, which are very thick and strong, and they don't move, then you are Mucher to go deeper. That's what like Rabbi Yeruchem. You know? Rabbi Yeruchem for sure didn't Ganman. That can't move. It's not like in learning. In learning you say, Shibut means for sure this, and then Aefshonis. Ah, absolutely. You always you are going around with your Hanochas Yesoid and you change them. Yeah? That's what the learning is about. But when you listen to Avodas Hashem, then you listen with Hanochas Yesoid, which are unmovable. Unmovable. Can't move. Can't. But what's the work? The work is going deeper. And today, this is, in Avodas Hashem, the main point which is missing. That creates problems with Emunah, and that creates problems with Avodah on yourself. Because you don't have that. Now for sure, it is like this. But it says something which is not understandable with that. I have to go deeper. I have to go deeper. And then the whole point is going deeper. Not looking at it and making another Shikur Torah. And saying entirely different. That doesn't make any sense. Eh? So that is what the Beit HaMashgiach was. That is connected to what we spoke last time. Passing by is that you are speaking to a person which is godly. A person which is a Hoshua person. Because when I spoke with the Mashkiach, there were Hanochas Yesoid. There were things which are going on that for sure he is not. He is not mentally not well, and he is not saying other shtuyot, and he doesn't joke around, he does not. And then things came over, and then I have now to grasp with that, you know. I wasn't able to be choish as a man. Once the white people, they speak with me, and I says that how should be that I'm absolutely 100% a person which I think in America may not use this, I'm special. But from the other side, yeah? Okay? 100%. Unbelievable, no? Unbelievable. Because they come to me and they say, oh, Kilo, I didn't think about that. Yeah? For example, we spoke once about that there was someone coming to me. Yeah, as we spoke about that that the Lelamet Lam Choteiro Mitzvahs by the Rosh Hashanah. That the Chiddush of Magdal Sinai that the Berurim came to teach. And that's why the world was trembling. And then after that, someone came to me and said, but you know what? The pshat in that Shmona Esrei is that the world trembled because the Gili of the Borei Olam, not because he taught something. Not because he came to, because it was Niskale. And then I didn't say anything in the beginning, but the next day I went to the guy and said, you know what? Yesterday your kasha was gewaldig, unbelievable. It was such a new einfall. Do you know what? I, 40 years, say that Shmona Esrei, I never thought about what you say. And then I made a hafsakal saying, do you think I am insane? That's the first thing I thought. But I told you different. No. No. Er kennt das nicht her. Hu lo yechol yishmua. Hu lo yechol. Aber es ist doch so, wie ich auch gesagt. No listening going on. Nothing. Nothing trying to understand. Aha. So what? Why is it such a new thing that you come to teach? And why the world is trembling in front of teaching? Why is that? No, nothing. Gurnish. Also, obwohl ich auch getracht anders. And Ilu, I didn't think about that. I am insane. I said 40 years Shmona Esrei Musar and didn't think anything. Was willst du von mir? But that's the way you listen. That's the way you listen. You don't give a credit to say, I have to go deeper, and I have to go deeper, and I have to think over, and I have to go deeper. That's what the Mayim Liam Mechassim is teaching us. And the point is, you are not educated to that. That drives me crazy. Mamash. Mach mir mal Schugidos. Because everyone blames you. So the doll hand. You can't. The doll has nothing to do with the doll. It has the way. Rabbi says that that's a nevuah shetzricha ledoires. That's not a nevuah only leshaitoi, a nevuah shetzricha ledoires. And we see it's actual like never before. Teufsa teure, lo yedouni.